It is time now for another round of Wonderful Water. Every month we check in with the folks at OWASA, the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. OWASA.org is their website, O-W-A-S-A. So head there for more information. Today we're talking about maintaining the community's water and wastewater infrastructure and what everyone can do to help make that process work a lot better. We're joined on the phone by Nick Rogers, who is the Distribution and Collection Systems Assistant Manager and Operator in Charge for OWASA, talking about what we can do to help protect the community's drinking water supply. Nick, how's it going? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on, Aaron.
Absolutely. So you are the Assistant Manager of the Distribution and Collection Systems, which is a big, long title. What does that mean for just the average community member? What do you do?
So that system is a system of pipes, valves, pumps, and infrastructure that we distribute drinking water to the community. There's also a separate system there that collects the wastewater that comes from your homes, businesses, and carries that water to our wastewater treatment plant. And of course, we have a hardworking team here at OWASA that works on that system every day to make sure everything is running smoothly as possible.
We see those folks out in the community all the time doing work on that infrastructure. What are things that we in the community can do to help?
So, as a big part of OWASA, we inspect and maintain our infrastructure here, trying to catch problems before they cause major issues. This is important for the community as well. So, commercial and residential customers have backflow prevention devices that need to be inspected and maintained yearly. These are typically located in medical facilities, businesses, places that have pools and irrigation systems.
So what is a backflow prevention device?
A backflow device is a device that uses that protects the water supply from contamination or pollution from backflow into the system. The water in the distribution system usually is maintained at a higher significant pressure, so we're able to flow water through the tap to showers and other fixtures. This device is there to make sure that no water that is being used for non-drinking purposes cannot make it back into the water system supply. When there's a water line break or, you know, firefighting going on, sometimes that they use lots of water. And what that can do is that can cause a siphon in the system that can draw water back from those businesses and residential homes. And those are what those devices are used to protect the system from allowing contaminants to get back into the water system.
Speaking with Nick Rogers again, OWASA.org, the website for more on OWASA. And Nick, you mentioned a couple different businesses and organizations that typically have backflow prevention devices. How does just a resident know or a business, how do they know if they have one?
What you can do is most businesses, most common commercials, especially like residential, have backflow devices for their pools and irrigation systems. But what they can do is they can look outside to see if they have a backflow device. Most of your businesses and residents know if they have one, because what we do is we actually send out a letter. If you haven't had your backflow device inspected this year, we send out a round of letters that help you to remind you to have that device checked and inspected and make sure it's properly working.
So every year is when we should be getting them inspected, basically?
Yes, you have to have those inspected every year and maintained.
Is that something that we can do ourselves? Do we have to call someone to do it?
Well, you can, you know, most of your residents can't do that. But I do suggest that most of your residents and businesses know where those devices are so they can keep a close eye on them to make sure, you know, if anything happens to them, they can detect it themselves. But you do have to have a licensed plumber that is certified to test and inspect backflow devices. And here at OWASA, we do have a list of certified plumbers here that you can get off of our website here at OWASA.
Awesome. And again, OWASA.org is the website, OWASA.org. Go there and find out more. Speaking with Nick Rogers, and Nick, as we start to wrap up, how can people find out more information?
Our current backflow policy is available on our website. We have lots of other information there to explain what these devices do and why they're so important to protect our drinking water supply. Customers can also feel free to reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to work with them and answer any questions that they may have.
Awesome. And again, head online and visit owasa.org, O-W-A-S-A, owasa.org, to find out more. Nick Rogers, OWASA Assistant Manager, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you do.
Yes, sir. Aaron, thanks for having me on. Appreciate your time.